Oh, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Unholy Gossip. Proverbs 18, verse 8. The words of a gossip are like tasty treats and go down into the inner body. Three ministers were fishing, but having no luck. To break the monotony, one of them suggested that they might feel better if they secretly confessed their greatest sin to be held in strict confidence. The first minister confessed that his secret sin was alcohol consumption. The second confessed that he was a secret gambler. The third remained quiet until the first two pressured him to confess. He finally blurted out, "I am a gossip, and I can hardly wait to get back to shore." In almost every segment of society, there is a problem of gossip. And contrary to the old stereotype, it is not just women either. If you doubt it, just listen in to a men's morning coffee clutch, and you will discover the truth that men are gossips. I wish that gossip was not to be found in our church circles, but sad to say, that is not the case. Gossips in the church sometimes feel they are protectors of holiness, when in fact they erode the foundation of trust and confidence. What damage are your words causing? Are you building up the body of Christ by the things you share with others? Are you committed to always give a good report about others? Speak the good openly and pray for the sinful silently. Give no cause for the enemy to use our tongues to do his work. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who could as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled, The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.